Joining us this week for the Monday Business Watch is Lucas Pierman. He's news director of the Las Cruces Sun News. Lucas, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. We're starting things off this week talking about a major business event that is happening online this morning. What can you share with us?
Yeah, Anthony, glad to be here. Happy New Year to you, too. So this morning, there is a what the business community is calling a virtual roundhouse happening, and that is talking about like the roundhouse in Santa Fe, where legislators meet to talk about issues, and the legislative session is going to be kicking off next week. But before that, there's this roundhouse happening today. Starts at 9:30, goes till 5, and the business community has a bunch of legislators that are popping on this virtual experience and business leaders and other people to talk about, you know, these are the business priorities for 2021. So it kicks off at 9:30, where some cabinet secretaries for the state are going to be sharing their priorities for the legislative session, and then at 9:30, a panel from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the American Hotel and Lodging Association are going to be discussing digital advocacy, which is really important in our COVID era commerce world that we're going through right now. From 2 to 5 today, there is a trends conference, which is a series of discussion on hospitality industry trends and issues. So that should be really interesting. We all know the hospitality industry was probably the industry most affected by what happened in 2020. So what's going to happen in 2021? We should be able to learn about that today. There's also going to be an expo with virtual booths from local chambers and economic development organizations, a whole bunch of stuff. So if you are in the business community, this is something that you'll likely want to pay attention to. To learn more, you can go to virtualroundhousenm.com and can learn all about it.
Okay. Thank you for that update, Lucas. Now, we're moving on to news for Las Cruces. If you live in the East Mesa, you have another option when it comes to getting your cup of coffee. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Dutch Brothers Coffee, which I am not all that familiar with. I've never been to a Dutch Brothers. Have you?
No, I have not been to one, but I guess they're from Oregon. Is that correct? Headquartered in Oregon?
They're headquartered in Oregon. They've spread out across the West. Along the West Coast, a lot of Dutch Brothers. Also into Phoenix, Vegas, Denver. There's 4 in the Albuquerque area. And this will be Dutch Brothers' 5th in New Mexico, 1st in Las Cruces. And it's a drive-through only, so it's like a coffee kiosk type thing. But you can get some hot, iced, frozen coffees, get teas, fruit smoothies, lemonade. They also have muffins, granola bars, fairly simple menu. But yeah, you can go there. They're going to be located just north of the Mr. Car Wash near Baton Memorial East and Rinconada. There's a lot of things that are going up right there. And so this Dutch Brothers Coffee is going to be one of them. And it's going to open up this spring. That's as much information as we have. And it's apparently really popular. I can tell you that last week, our story on Dutch Brothers Coffee was the most popular story on the Sun News website.
I'm just going to...
Not like there was a lot of other news going on last week, right?
I think it also makes me wonder how many of your readers are really big fans of coffee.
Yes. So lots of interest in this Dutch Brothers Coffee. So it should open up sometime this spring. I'm excited to go and check it out and see what all the hype is about.
Yeah, as a fan of coffee myself, I'm always happy to hear when there's another option in the area.
Sure.
Lucas Pierman is news director of the Las Cruces Sun News. We have reporters from the newspaper joining us every Monday to update us on the latest business news. Lucas, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good talking to you. Thanks.